van for this area, right?
Yes, sir.
Tell me more.
Well, we worked quite diligently to get this assigned to Fremont, and Mr. Crabb here is kind of the coordinator for it, you know, for dispatching drivers to be right honest with you, I think we've really, really been successful for having no advertisement, and we are available to haul any veteran to any VA-approved appointment, no matter where it's at. We haul to Council Bluffs, to Lincoln, Omaha, even in town, if they need a ride, we can do it. And we just found out recently that we can also haul their caregivers.
Oh, really? Okay.
And Gold Star mothers.
Oh, that's really good. Yeah.
And I think there's others, but like I said, we're just starting on this, and Mr. Crabb here has some more details. Would you like to take over, sir?
Share a little bit more, Stan.
Okay. Well, we started out the last of November when we first got the vehicle, and we had 5 riders that first week. Through the month of December, we had 16. We've already had January, we've already had 5, and we've got another 5 coming up, yep.
Nice. So the vehicle is available, again, just to almost anybody that's connected to a veterans organization, is that right?
Anyone that's sent to a VA approved appointment, and
a lot of driving back and forth from Omaha then.
Oh, sure. Yeah, our main difficulty is drivers. We have
finding drivers, or
and it's not just you can't just volunteer to be a driver and be approved. You have to you become a VA volunteer. So, needless to say, there is the governmental hoops that you have to to jump through. And we have, what is it, Stan? We got 4 approved
4,
now,
yep.
And 5 that are in a process of being approved. And we would like to have at least 15 drivers, because as this becomes more and more popular and more demand, we would like for, you know, because we're all volunteers.
Yeah.
We would like to be, get it down to where you're only used once or twice a month,
right,
you know.
Right.
And
if someone wants to use this service, what's the best way to do that?
Yeah, I'll let Stan tell you about that.
We're having some cards made out, and one of them is contact or DAV, and that's 402-620-4183. Then if nobody answers, please leave a message. Or you can contact the Dodge County VSO, which is Mark Schnick, and his number is 402-727-2719.
Okay.
Then he will get in contact with us.
Okay, very good.
Yeah, we're working really closely with him.
Okay.
You know,
yeah.
He's a great guy.
As far as benefits go, he is really good at figuring out what kind of benefits each individual should be getting.
Right.
Yeah.
So important. What are your riders saying about this service? Are they excited that this is now available?
Oh, we have not had any complaints of any kind. We pick them up wherever they need to be picked up. We've got one guy North Bend we pick up out in the country, and it's door-to-door service.
Yeah.
And the only complaint we've had is we can't do wheelchairs yet. they have to be able to get in and out of the van by themselves.
Okay.
You know, I mean, because most of us that are driving are, have health issues ourselves, you know, and but I assume as the popularity, in fact, they've already kind of talked about it, as the popularity increases, I would assume by the end of next year we will have a handicap accessible van or a wheelchair.
Yeah, that'd be really nice.
That would be very, very good for so many.
Yeah. So as far as, so does the, who takes care of maintenance and repair, cost of gas and all that? Is that all paid through for a grant, or how's that done?
That's done through the VA.
Oh, it
the,
is?
Yeah,
okay.
The VA pays for all the gas, all the maintenance. You know, we just got to keep...
Insurance.
Yeah.
That's awesome.
Yeah, we just have to keep really good records.
What kind of a vehicle, a van? Is that what they get?
It's a Ford Edge, isn't it?
Oh, it is. Okay.
Flex.
Ford Flex.
Flex, all-wheel drive.
Oh, yeah.
Very nice. Very nice. Need that around here these days.
Very good. Again, the numbers are 402-620-4183, or you can call Mark Schneck, right?
402-727-2719.
Yeah, that's very good.
Do we... can we say anything about the DAV?
Oh, you can say I'll
do
that.
Okay. We are there every Wednesday morning. We have coffee and donuts, and people just come in and talk. We have a service officer there. We love to have new people come in. Whether they're a DAV member or want to be a member or not, just come down and, golly, we could use new stories.
new personalities. Very good.
Do you have anything to add, Stan?
No, I just want to add that this transportation service is for all veterans. You don't have to belong to a certain organization or anything like that. It's for all veterans. If you need a ride to the VA, whether it's Omaha, Lincoln, or Bellevue, that's what we're here for.
Yeah, and not just a ride to, but back, right?
Correct.
Yeah.
That's important to get them home.
The whole thing is it's a really nice service to have. Do any other DAV offices around the state have this?
Yes, they have... they have them all over the state.
Okay.
This is the first time we had it in Fremont.
Good deal. No, that's a good, that's a very valuable service. Again, member-wise, if folks want to inquire, they come down to the office on D Street.
Yeah, or just give us a call. We'll meet them, whatever they need to do.
Okay, very good. Thank you, guys. Thanks for coming in this
morning. You're welcome.
Yes, well, thank you for your service.
Thank you for your time.
Veterans Office right here in Fremont. More to come here on this Monday, 8:43. We'll get some Toby Keith going and continue on. Fremont's Morning Mix.